The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey there, Buffalo Bills fans. Welcome back to Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast here on BuffaloRumblings.com and everywhere else you go to find your fine Bills-related podcasts. My name is John Boccacino, the longtime voice of Believe here and a diehard Buffalo Bills fan, season ticket holder for 14-plus years, coming up with the 2021 NFL season. And we are here talking Buffalo Bills football each and every week, including during the slow times of the offseason. We took a couple of weeks off for the holiday of Memorial Day and also to recharge our batteries. But we are back and better than ever, ready to bring you some great Buffalo Bills talk here on Believe. I am flying solo this week as my colleague and co-host Jamie D'Amico is on a well-deserved vacation. So you are left listening to my voice for the rest of this week's episode. I hope you sit down and listen to our podcast. We've got a pretty interesting topic to discuss here on Believe, and it's a topic that I know some fans this will affect more than others, but our topic this week is training camp and the future of training camp with the news that the contract between the Buffalo Bills and St. John Fisher College in suburban Rochester, in Pittsford, New York, to be exact, that contract has lapsed, meaning that the Buffalo Bills, who had called Fisher home since the 2000 season, are technically free agents and free to choose where they will hold their annual summer training camps moving forward. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19 restrictions, for the second straight year, the Buffalo Bills will not be holding their training camp at St. John Fisher College, instead opting to hold camp at its state-of-the-art practice facility in Orchard Park, New York. I know this is a big blow for a lot of families who like to go out to St. John Fisher and take in a practice, especially the ever-popular night practice sessions, since the Buffalo Bills have held training camp at St. John Fisher College. It was a chance for the fans to really go out and up close and personal watch their favorite NFL team. And that's a chance that will be denied the fans this year, as it was last year. Of course, last year we were in the heart of the pandemic and we weren't sure what was going to happen with the start of the football season. If there was going to be a football season, training camp, of course, was held in Orchard Park. And that will be the case this year for the second straight year. It's frustrating. I mean, I will admit, as people on this podcast know, I am a born and bred Rochesterian, even though I go to all of the Buffalo Bills home games and have had season tickets for 14 years. It was fun every summer to watch our boys come to Fisher and practice. And, you know, it's, look, I mean, a lot of times it wasn't scintillating what you were seeing. You were watching some reduced contact drills. You were watching individual positional units go through and practice their craft. But it was really cool and special, I thought, to have a chance to watch the Bills play and practice. And especially when you had the 7-on-7s and the 11-on-11s, when you get the first team versus first team. I have some great memories watching Buffalo Bills teams of the past just practice. And especially under the night practice, you would get a lot of the players who wanted to put on a show for the fans. And I give it up to the Bills. They would always be great to the fans, especially the kids. They would stick around after practice and sign autographs. The team did a really good job in the marketing department when it came to training camp, making it family friendly. After all, you're basically trying to get people to come out to a college campus where they can't park on site. You had to take a shuttle bus to get to Fisher, to take a shuttle to come out to college and watch the Buffalo Bills do their practices. I mean, that's how crazy the passion is for the NFL here in Rochester, that people would come from all over Monroe County and Ontario County and Livingston County to get to watch the Bills put on these glorified practices at St. John Fisher. And I think that, you know, it's kind of a state of the times that the Bills are not holding their practices for training camp at Fisher this summer. This year, of course, it is due to COVID-19 protocols. And I do want to be fair to the situation before I go any further. Brandon Bean, the general manager, and Sean McDermott, the head coach, they have made it clear in no uncertain terms that they want practices to be held. They want training camp to be held at St. John Fisher College. But it just was not doable this year due to the limitations at Fisher and the COVID protocols. Brandon Bean, during a conference call with reporters, said it was a, quote, tough decision, and he clarified this was not based on vaccine thresholds within the team. He said there were a scout crew that went up to Fisher a few weeks back and took a look at everything Fisher had to offer and what the current protocols were. They've been in constant contact with St. John Fisher, trying to find a way to make this work. But at the end of the day, quote, the current protocols just make it really hard for us to do what we need to do and not be a distraction for our team with all the social distancing and with all the things that would have had to be virtual that instead they can do in person here in Orchard Park. So if you read between the lines there, Bean and McDermott wanted to keep training camp in Rochester at St. John Fisher, but due to the complications of COVID-19 restrictions and protocols, it just was not possible for the second straight year for the Bills to have their training camp here at Fisher. Instead, it's going to be moving west down the thruway, sticking right next door to their team's training facility in Orchard Park, New York. So, and again, at Orchard Park, you know, the Bills will be amongst the majority of NFL teams. Buffalo is currently one of only 9 teams that was holding their training camp sessions remotely. So this is the following the trend, if you will, of NFL teams staying close to home, not traveling for their training camp rituals. And it makes sense when you think about the facilities that Buffalo has in Orchard Park. They have brand new state-of-the-art training facility. They have 2 outdoor grass practice fields to use, and they have something that they did not have in Rochester. If there is inclement weather, if rain, if thunder, if lightning comes through at Fisher, the practice would be canceled, or they would have to go inside and wait out the storm. In Orchard Park, they can move inside to use their beautiful field house for their training practice regimen. So it gives the Bills more flexibility. They also put in more than $18 million in renovations to their training facility and weight room over the last couple of years. So really, the Bills have everything they need at their fingertips versus making the players come to Rochester, stay in dorms. I mean, look, it was a cool fact that we get to have the Buffalo Bills holding training camp in Rochester at St. John Fisher College. But a couple of years when I got to cover training camp, it was always interesting to watch these overgrown men packing flat screen TVs, packing all their clothes and all their creature comforts and moving into tiny dorm rooms. I always found that visual fascinating when you're seeing the huge offensive and defensive linemen coming in with all their items to move into this dorm room for the duration of training camp. That is something that is not going to be happening this year, as the Bills will keep their training camp in Orchard Park, New York. And with the fact that this training camp is now going back to Orchard Park, this officially lapses the contract that the Buffalo Bills had with St. John Fisher College that had been in effect since 2000. This contract was set to expire after this training camp, but now it has been confirmed that the agreement has lapsed. Again, Buffalo is a free agent. They can choose to hold training camp wherever they want to moving forward. All indicators are that they, you know, are very happy to have these facilities up close and personal next to their team facility in Orchard Park for holding training camp. But I just wonder if there's going to be any sort of push by McDermott or Bean to hold some level of, maybe it's split squad scrimmages at St. John Fisher. Maybe they do a couple of days here as like a take your show on the road and still get to entertain the fans. Because again, McDermott and Bean were such big fans of going away from home for their training camp. In fact, last offseason, Sean McDermott told BuffaloBills.com, quote, "I've always been a proponent of going away. I think we're one of the few teams that still does go away. I just believe in that for a lot of reasons. I think it builds fellowship and camaraderie. And anytime you can share an experience, I think that bodes well for building community, chemistry, and the like, which are so important to building a good team." So if McDermott and Bean had their way, they would find a way to keep training camp in Rochester. But I don't know, Bills fans. I think this signifies the end, not just because the contract has lapsed, but I find it really hard to think that the Bills are going to move forward and buck the trend of holding training camp at their team facility and move to St. John Fisher College if they could get a deal struck, you know, moving forward. I just think this is the end of an era. It was a great run while it lasted, getting to go see again these Buffalo Bills hold their scrimmages. The split squad scrimmages were always great when Cleveland would come to town, when Carolina came to town the first couple years of the Bean McDermott regime. But it just seems like we have seen the end of an era and that training camp is never going to come back to St. John Fisher College. I might be proven wrong. I might be proven to eat my words, but I don't see it happening. I don't see a new deal coming forward and getting struck between the two sides. Now, for the younger fans that are listening, the reason that this came about was because the Buffalo Bills struggled a lot during the drought era with getting people to go to Bills games. There was a blackout rule in effect, which if the games didn't sell out, people who didn't live in the primary market, which Rochester was considered a secondary market, you could not watch the games. They would just be blacked out in your market. So the Bills brass wanted to do outreach and encourage more of a partnership and branch out and spread fandom beyond the Western New York area. That's why training camp came to St. John Fisher from SUNY Fredonia with the 2000 season. It was able to branch out and make the Buffalo Bills a regional product and not just a Western New York team. And look, I have friends. We go to all the Bills home games from Rochester. We make the trip up west, up the Thruway to go to Orchard Park every single Sunday during the football season. There's a lot of fans like us, but back during the drought era, during the lean times, it wasn't that widespread. You would have fans that would go to games, but in no way was it as rampant as it is now. You can make the argument that winning breeds interest in the team. And when the team was bad, it was hard for fans to go out there and want to make that trek. But the olive branch of having training camp at St. John Fisher, I think it did a tremendous amount of, it really reached out to the fans and said, hey, we are your team. We're not just the Buffalo Bills. We're the Rochester Bills. We're the upstate New York Bills. We're the central New York Bills. And it was great that they could expand their footprint to make it something that Bills fans could go to. If they lived in Rochester, you could bring your family out for one of the practices. It was always so cool watching the kids get their jersey signed after practice, getting their football signed, getting a picture taken with some of the key members of the Bills. It was a great effort, a great outreach that the team was able to do and expand its reach. And really, it's helped make the Bills be even more viable, because now that the team is winning, now that the team is good again, it's not that hard. The Buffalo Bills sold out their season tickets this year. Individual games are going to be a hot commodity when it comes to buying tickets. So the outreach has been done, the foundation has been laid, and the Bills have that regional base that they were looking for. And I think that's one of the things that means training camp doesn't necessarily need to stay at Fisher anymore, because it's not like the team needs to regionalize this franchise and get more fans from Rochester interested in the Bills and cheering on the Bills. Again, it's a sad day, the fact that the contract has lapsed, because I don't think we're going to go back to the days of St. John Fisher College being home for training camp. It makes way too much sense to keep the boys close to home, keep them in Orchard Park. They can stay at their houses with their families. They can, you know, do all the practice drills that Bean and McDermott want the guys to run through without having to travel to Pittsburgh and set up shop in a dorm room. It was a great outreach, but I just think we've seen the end of an era. And even though, again, one of the perks is eliminating distractions that come from being around your family, being around your kids, being around your friends in Western New York, you could escape that by going to Rochester. Now, being away from home does bring about a new set of distractions that the players would have to deal with in being away from their families and being away from their wives and kids. But at the end of the day, I don't think that's enough of a reason to keep the training camp set up in St. John Fisher College. I know for a fact this has been a hard topic. I know this has been something that, again, a lot of the Bills brass believes in. I know Brandon Bean had a quote where he said he was disappointed that it didn't work out to keep training camp at St. John Fisher College. And this isn't official. There's no news that's come out saying it's official. I'm just putting two and two together, knowing that the contract has expired. There's been no efforts to extend a contract, to reach a new contract with St. John Fisher College. So I'm putting two and two together and saying the training camp is going to stay in Orchard Park moving forward. There was a quote that Brandon Bean said that I want to share with you guys, where he's saying Kim Pegula and some of the other Bills brass are handling that, meaning the future of training camp. And Bean said, I know there'll be discussions down the road with the representatives of St. John Fisher College, but at the end of the day, we're just focused on this year, and I'll let Kim and them handle what training camp looks like going forward. So anything's possible, but if I was a betting person, I would say we have seen the last of training camp being held at St. John Fisher College. And I got to say, Bills fans, it was a great run. Again, we would love going to training camp. Every year we pick a couple of dates, whether it was the night practice sessions, go check out a couple of those. We would always try to go to one or two of the open afternoon practice sessions, get a break from work, and go cheer on the Bills during their practice sessions. And the players really enjoyed it too. You know, there was a great quote from Jordan Poyer, the Pro Bowl safety, who said that he liked camp at St. John Fisher College, but he also liked the camp in Orchard Park. He said, camp here in Buffalo, you get all of the facilities, but camp in Rochester gave the guys camaraderie and a chance to bond on a different level. So the players were behind this. A lot of players spoke highly of the fans who would come out to St. John Fisher to cheer on the team. It's really a complicated topic that, again, has seemed to run its course. Maybe they'll find some way to bring back a little truncated or abbreviated training camp. Maybe they hold a couple of sessions here at Fisher with, again, a split squad scrimmage. But if I was a betting person, like I've said, training camp is done at St. John Fisher College. And it really is, again, I keep saying it, but the end of an era for us Rochester fans who took it so highly getting to cheer on the Bills here at St. John Fisher when they would hold their training camp sessions. Again, this year's training camp starts July 27th. Dates have not yet been announced for those sessions, but the Bills have now joined the masses. They've joined the majority of teams in the NFL and holding their training camps next door to their home cities near their training facilities. For those who are wondering, by the way, St. John Fisher College was the Buffalo Bills training camp home since 2000. They got roughly 20 years in at Fisher. Before that, the Bills had nearly as long of a run at SUNY Fredonia, where they held training camp from 1981 to 1999. Before that, they put in 15 years with Niagara University as their host, and then they had a couple of smaller locales that would serve as training camp home, including the Sheraton Camelot Motor Inn for 5 years and the Roycroft Inn and Knox Estates in East Aurora from 1960, the founding year, to 1962. So right now, the Buffalo Bills will again hold their training camp, which starts July 27th at their practice facilities in Orchard Park, New York. Regardless of where the Bills call home for their training camp moving forward, you can get all of your Buffalo Bills-related news and opinions on the Buffalo Rumblings family of podcasts, including Believe, a Buffalo Bills fan podcast. And I want to hear your feedback. What are some of the memories you have of training camps here at Fisher? Are you sad that the team is moving away from Fisher, or do you think it was about time and the right move for this team to hold their training camps closer to home in Orchard Park, New York? Get involved with this podcast. Tweet at John Boccacino or on the Buffalo Rumblings article when this podcast posts, and we'd love to hear your feedback. This is John Boccacino, the longtime host of Believe, thanking you for checking out our podcast this week. We'll be back next week talking about cornerbacks. Should the Buffalo Bills add a veteran cornerback to push Levi Wallace at CB2, or has Levi shown enough to hold down the role opposite Trey White? Check out next week's episode of Believe for our thoughts. In the meantime, have a great weekend.